Well, greetings to you once again, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Most High, the name of our Lord Savior, the one in whom we trust, Jesus Christ, who showed us the way and revealed that we are one in the Father, and the Father is one in us, and in Him we live, we move, we have our being, that we are and we have been made not just in the image and the likeness of the Heavenly Father, but we are a piece of Him. We're not something external. We're fused with Him. We're one in Him. We're consummated with Him. And there is no separation between us and the Father. And as we go right now on into this current paradigm where things continue to shift, continue to change, continue to be revealed, continue to be exposed as the world continues to reveal itself for what it is and what it is not, by the way. There's a lot of things that the world has been pretending to be that the world is not. And there we go. Up, oh, sorry, music was going there. The world is not. The world is not our home. Even though the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, this all belongs to our Heavenly Father, to our Creator. You know, I know there's people out there that want to get into semantics of words, and sure, those are good things to know and to understand. But throughout, we've always worshipped and come before the one who made us, the one who created us. And that's where our intention, our thought, our... Now, there have been plenty of people along the way that have tried to usurp that, but that's where we're going. And that's the thing also, too, that the world is... And the things of this world get angry about is because they know where your allegiance lies. They know where your intention lies. And if they try to sneak in there, they still know that it's not with them. That's why they're trying. That's why they want your consent. That's why they want you to willfully say that you will go with them. Be part of their thing. So, in all that we're in the middle of right now, and in the things that we face, you know, it's a challenging time, but this is also good. You've got to recognize what is exceptional in this. There's a long time that things were not moving, things were not shifting. Things were kind of just stuck where they were, and that's not the case right now at all. Everything is moving, everything is shifting, everything is being revealed. So, you know, we're seeing just the heavy-handed tactics that are there upon everything that's going on around us. You cannot use logic and reason. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to ask questions. If you ask a question that is against a narrative that's put forward, or even something that just reveals the stupidity of certain things that are brought forward as solutions, as courses of actions that have predetermined agendas, mind you, predetermined results that they want out of something. If you ask a question, if you bring anything into, if you bring up anything that is contrary to their narrative, they want to try to do you like they do everybody that contradicts what it is that they want to bring forward. So, because they don't have room for dissent. Now, typically, they were able to just quash the individual person here or there. But because so many people have these questions, and because the narrative is no longer in their control, mind you, they now they just look like failing crazy people. All right, here's a question. I'll give you this question. And I've asked this to a few people, and it's got some people thinking, so I'm going to ask it at large. Okay, let's talk about this coronavirus for a minute. So, right now, around the world, all the metrics, the measures that people use to gauge this virus. Now, things like the casualty rates, those have been brought into question because of mixed numbers, comorbidities, meaning people died with the virus, but they also died of something else at the same time. So heart attack, stroke, allergic reaction, diabetes, you go down the list of all the kind of other things that people used to be on the record for dying for, and now they're dying with COVID as well as that, and they're calling those COVID deaths. So the number of people that have died because of the virus is a very small fraction compared to the number of people that have died with the virus and something else called a comorbidity. So the question on the deaths, that's one that the numbers, have they been inflated? Have they been inflated because in some cases they were given extremely high financial incentives to inflate those numbers, like in the States where they've been given federal dollars for COVID deaths, $39,000 for a COVID death, and you don't get anything if they die from something else. So people have been falsifying, in some cases, COVID deaths. Now, okay, so questions on the numbers. So let's just put that one on the side. So that, as far as the number of deaths and the deaths resulting from this, there is something going on out there, but it's getting murky. Now, that's kind of out the window. So what is it that, what's the metric that everybody's using? Well, right now, for the last couple of months, it's been the number of people that have, the number of people that have tested positive on a PCR test, right? Okay, the number of people that have tested positive on a PCR test is the metric that is being used to show the spread. So now, say, let's take a place like Sri Lanka, where everybody is being, there's these rolling lockdowns happening, and people are being put under curfew based on positive tests. Not people going to the ICUs, not anything like that, but just people testing positive for COVID. Okay? Okay, people testing positive for COVID. Okay, so they get two or three here, five there, and now they lock down entire communities. Lock them down. No activity, no anything, just under curfew. Cops out there. Martial law for positive tests. Okay. Now that's the measure that's being used for public health policy on the surface. Now, Okay, let's jump forward 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, right? Imagine, if you would, now they've rolled out a global vaccine, and people are taking this vaccine. All right, here's my question. If you take a PCR test after you've got the vaccine, do you now test positive for COVID? Yes or no? I'll ask the question again. If you take a PCR test after you've taken the vaccine, do you now test positive for COVID? Yes or no? Now, I don't have the answer for that completely because of the fact that I don't have the actual data on that. But given the fact that the PCR test is not ever supposed to be used as a diagnostic test anyways by the creator of the test, and the fact that the PCR test tests for the presence of material and not necessarily for contagion or levels of infection, that being the case, the answer would very likely be yes. You get a PCR test after you've got the vaccine, you will test positive for COVID. Now, if you test positive for COVID, how does that make sense then? The metric that is being used to determine all of public health policy when everybody that takes the vaccine is going to be testing positive for COVID after this. Are they going to continue to lock everybody down after that? Because now they're all testing positive. Huge swaths of the community are testing positive for this thing. How do you know the difference, since you've said that those people would be asymptomatic? Maybe they're very symptomatic. No, this whole policy has not been based on any kind of rational thinking, logic, reason, science. They have disregarded the doctors and the scientists that have come out with what is a healthy debate, a healthy discussion, a healthy conversation. They've not used science and the scientific method, which is a objective process of discovery, process of elimination, of unfounded options to be able to create a policy that works. No, they've done scientific consensus. They've done incentivization, financial incentivization for a specific narrative that they've wanted. They brought that forward and brought that out. That's been the case of what's been pushed around the world. And if you've said anything contrary to the narrative, you lose your job. Doctors have lost their jobs. People have been publicly shamed, smeared for asking specific questions, like the one I just asked, which, if you test positive on a PCR test after you get the vaccine, and if people are testing positive for COVID afterwards, then the entire process that they're using around the world right now to be able to show and decide public health policy is completely, totally flawed. A very expensive, very destructive public health policy that does not work based on their anticipated future approach to try to solve the thing. How are you going to know that the measure even worked now that everybody tests positive on this thing afterwards? Go ahead. You can answer in the comments. And by all means, share this question with people. Ask people this question. Can't be the only person thinking this. But watching economies be destroyed, businesses be destroyed, people's lives be destroyed, people starving to death right now. Official statistics, go look these up. All right? They just awarded the Nobel Peace Prize to the World Food Program. Okay. Well, in the acceptance, the conversation being that there's an additional, because of the global response to COVID, an additional 135 million people starving to death because of COVID. That works out to 2 million people a week. 2 million people a week starving to death because of COVID. Now, considering that the questionable numbers in their entirety for the entirety of COVID, of the number of people that have died at this point, has been officially just over 1 million in the entirety of this disease, and you've got 2 million people starving to death a week, it seems like the response has been much worse than the problem. They've caused far more damage to humanity and their response than they ever did with the problem itself. But you know, I think a lot of people don't care about the people starving to death because people with resources don't starve. People with resources don't starve to death. And so this plays in to a degree into people's selfish natures of, well, that can't affect me, so I'm not going to worry about that. See, this is where our shared humanity needs to be brought forward. Our care for our fellow human beings, our care for others that have been created and are on this planet, we should have care, genuine care and compassion for them. And this is also where you can see how they try to control that narrative, because you have it in you. Compassion would go out if you knew about it. And they keep the information away from you, and they focus you on, you be selfish, you be insular, you look to you. But you know what? Here. The kingdom is within. The call is to walk in oneness with your Creator, and from that place, allow Him to then take you and engage you externally in what it is that He would have you to do to make the impact on this paradigm which you're in, however He wants you to do it. Do you see how, if you are engaged in a way where He's the one that's quickening you, and then you just respond, and He'll put it in you as you act, as you engage, He supports you, He helps you, He moves things in that line. That it's belief is sure there's a beginning point with belief, but you need to move from that into action. You need to move from that into engagement. You need to move from that into, it's as you act, as you move, as you take action, as there's a response. Look, as you share this audio with somebody, not just listening to it, as you share this with somebody, as you comment, as you engage, as you do something with the information, as you respond, as you find out, that's where things happen. What they've tried to do with us is, and they've tried to do this literally with the lockdowns, is to get you to stay in one place. Stop moving. Stop engaging. Stop being involved. And just sit there and become a passive battery. Stay. Don't question anything. Don't ask any questions. Be in fear. You know, I have not had any fear around anything to do with COVID whatsoever. I've had anger when I've seen people being played. When I've seen the just shoddy, cheap constructed messaging. I mean, just really bad, actually. I mean, considering the money that they've been throwing at this, you'd think they would have gotten better people. These rushed jobs to try to control the narrative, to try to control the messaging. All over the place. They can't keep their messages straight. Have you ever, in the history of humanity, seen everybody, globally, people take a response and do the same thing? When have we seen that? Never. You thought you had different countries. When have we seen healthy people quarantined? When has that happened? You quarantine the sick, don't you? Here's another one for you, since we're talking logic and reason. Okay, for every person that is engaged in business, right? All right, every person that's engaged in business, every business that's every business that is that is location-based. Business models now we're talking about. All of them, by and large, around the world, are designed around population density. And here's what I mean by that. If you're talking about a football stadium, soccer stadium, baseball stadium, butts in seats, right? A restaurant. How many covers can you have in there? How many people? If you're talking about even something where you're looking at maximum occupancy. So look at the design of the response to COVID, where many, many, many doctors have said, wait, this doesn't work, this doesn't work, that doesn't work. Face masks don't work. Yes, wash your hands. That's the general good health practice. But this thing, this distancing. Virus doesn't have a tape measure. 6 feet. Okay, whatever. Okay. But look at what the response has done to businesses. Decimated businesses. Policies made by people that don't have to live under them. Decimating businesses. Because now what happens? Okay, you can be open, but you can only run at 50% capacity. Do you know that for most of those businesses, for most location-based businesses, if you are at 50% capacity, you're not even breaking even most times? Most times you've got to be much, much more. 50% capacity is a bad day. And so they're saying in the best of situations you can be at 50% capacity. Or turn it into such a horrible, horrible experience that nobody wants to be there in the first place. Watched a little bit of that presidential debate and that former Vice President Biden is talking about sticking plexiglass in all of the restaurants. Are you kidding me? Who wants to go out to eat and sit in a cubicle? Insane public policies. Where if they're actually serious. Incredible costs, half the capacity of what you can do to even run a profitable business. Do you know that with many restaurants around the world, that a lot of them run at a loss? A lot of them struggled before this whole thing? Not an easy business to be in by any means. A lot of times when just paying that credit card commission of 3% will eat about half of their profitability for many of them around the world. So that's why so many of these places are out of business now. The response to the virus was designed to put people out of business if you complied with it. The response to the virus did nothing to help stem the actual, if you're talking about immunology, if you're talking about the actual issues surrounding the transmission of a disease, which was never isolated in the first place, which people still to this day, almost a year afterwards, have many, many questions about that have never been successfully answered. Countries that have done the best were the countries that had a holistic approach. Places like Sweden, places like Japan, much, 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 much better. The places that listened to the global experts. What, you think you get points for listening to them? For checking your brains at the door, for not asking questions with any kind of logic or reason? Sure, maybe I'm missing some information in what I'm asking today. By all means. But think. Please. Don't do things in fear-based programming. You know, because that's a very quick way, and they've been using this so long that people have been put into so much fear that they're having all kinds of other problems and all kinds of other health issues because they've been living in this state of fear continuously. They've just been trying to drum up the boogeyman. Don't make decisions based out of fear. And listen, perfect love drives out all fear. Do not live in fear. What are you afraid of? Do you know how many things are out there? How many things that are held in balance on a daily basis just to allow us to be in this paradigm? It's an incredible thing that we're even here. So we're here. We're in this paradigm. We've been blessed to be here. And there is a reason and a purpose for us being here. We should be involved. We should be engaged. Don't let them be determining what your life and your experience is going to be. Because they're trying very hard to control every aspect of it, and look where they've taken you. Your compliance has not been to your benefit. Your compliance has not been to your benefit. Wake up the other people around you. Ask the questions that need to be asked. Do the things that you need to do. Help the people around you that you can help. Please. There's a lot of people that need some help right now. There's a lot of people that are struggling. And if they're not struggling, they may be struggling in different ways. There's a lot of people that are struggling in their minds right now because of this onslaught, this barrage. Just be there for each other. Friendships, look, those go a long ways. Be there for each other. Be a good friend to each other. Be there for each other in these times. And care for your humanity. Care for the other people that are around you. Care for the people that... Look, we need to be going forward in solutions right now. The thing that you start to realize too is that many of these people that put themselves in positions of decision making that do not have your best interests at heart, they only have power if you give it to them. They only have power if you adhere to them. If you don't, there's nothing there. I, for myself, am just personally amazed that the lack of solutions that come out of the people that, look, at a high level, they know what they want to do to you. But the people that are a couple notches down, they're just following, they're going along to get along. They don't have an idea. They don't have a solution. They don't have a thought. Ask them that question about the COVID, about the vaccine and then the testing positive on a PCR test and then the public health policy that follows after that. Ask them. They haven't thought that far through. No, today they're just doing exactly what they're told to do. That's how they keep their job today. While they still have a job. Listen, all those things go away so fast. And when they do, when you're on the other side of it, you're going to be in there with everybody else that you sold out along the way. And you won't be able to help at that point either. Do the right thing. In every situation, always try to best you can do the right thing. You know, sometimes it's not the easy thing. Sometimes it is. But sometimes it's not the easy thing to do the right thing. Sometimes you're going to take a loss in resource. You're going to make some choices. People are going to question you. You don't violate your conscience. Don't violate principle. Because in doing so, when you stay with and you stick with the truth, what's going to happen in that process is that you'll always, you know exactly what you said last, and you can always stand behind it, because truth remains true. But when you go with the lie, you're going to be flip-flopping all over the place, and you see that happening around you all the time right now, because when people go with the lie, they've got to always remember what they said last, and they've got to constantly try to match up with the last thing that they said. You can never rest. Nobody can ever rest in the lie. As soon as you go the way of the lie, that's it. You are finished. The lie always ends badly. But for you, brothers and sisters, in our Creator, one with Him, revealed by Jesus Christ, we go forward in truth. He is truth. And one in Him, one in us, okay? So we're one with truth. So let's go forward in that truth this day. All right, hey, love you guys. Blessings in Christ Jesus. Keep on keeping on in our Creator, the source of all life and truth, and who we are. We love you guys. You can drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. I always love to hear from you. All right, we'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.